Hi, Dave Clemens here, and in studio with me, I have Molly Honia. She is the Development and Communications Coordinator for Think Wild. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. This is like getting into your busy season here, what you guys call baby season.
Yeah, we are becoming inundated with baby animals, lots of different patients in the wildlife hospital. So we have baby squirrels, a lot of little baby gray squirrels, not quite into baby bird season, but it's just a matter of time.
Right. Yeah. And is that mostly what you get is the small mammals and the birds?
Small mammals, songbirds, birds of prey, some larger mammals. We had a raccoon recently. Last summer, we had two baby badgers that we rehabilitated and released back to the wild.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Would that be like the largest? I mean, what's the largest animal you guys have dealt with?
Yeah, badger, I think, is the biggest.
Right? And badger's pretty big.
Yep. Badgers, beavers, those are some of the largest patients.
Sure, sure. Because some animals you guys don't deal with because that would be the wildlife people. The what's the organization?
Yeah, I'm thinking? Fish and Wildlife.
Fish and Wildlife, yep, thank
so
you.
So Fish and Wildlife would help if you found a bear, a cougar, or wolf, or a coyote that needed support.
Or even a deer, right?
Or even a deer.
Yep. Sure.
And
elk,
then we
obviously.
We can kind of cover anything smaller than that.
Do they ever call on you guys at all?
They do, yeah. If ODFW gets a call about an animal that is something we can help with, they'll reach out to us. Especially there's been a new bill passed that requires people to look into non-lethal ways to manage beaver issues. So if a beaver is chopping down their favorite trees and they call Fish and Wildlife to ask for a kill permit, Fish and Wildlife will refer them to us and say, you know, Think Wild has these inexpensive long-term systems that will help prevent beaver damage without having to kill the beaver.
Gotcha. So killing the beaver is not the first plan. There's some other things we can do. We can relocate it or do this or do that.
Yeah, we can try. There's a lot of ways to live alongside beavers. You can use flow devices if they're damming up your culverts, or you can sand or fence off trees that you don't want them to take down. So we don't really relocate them. We prefer to work with them and enjoy the benefits of their existence.
This might be a stupid question. You know, I always have to have a stupid question for you, Molly. Will a beaver attack a person?
No.
Okay. No. They're pretty
docile. Away. Yeah. If you attacked a beaver first, you might.
You don't want to
enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But
don't pick a fight.
Don't pick a fight with a beaver. But beavers are they're nocturnal, so you're not super likely to see them out in the wild, and B, they're pretty frightened of people.
Okay, so it's baby season, and of course you guys do a baby shower.
We do. Yeah.
What's that?
We like to celebrate that the babies are coming, and so we host a wildlife baby shower every year. This year, the event is on Sunday, May 19th. It's at Oregon Spirit Distillers right here in Bend. And it's 3 to 6 p.m. It's a family-friendly event. $2 from every cocktail will be donated to Think Wild. Plus, we'll have live music, a silent auction, raffle prizes, hair tinsel, burgers, all kinds of fun things to participate in and help us raise money and gather supplies to prepare for a busy season.
Okay. Now, does someone have to buy tickets in advance for this?
Nope. It's a free event, but there will be raffle tickets to purchase there, and you can bring a donation or supplies that are listed on our website to help us be prepared to care for all these animals we'll have.
Okay. So the perfect thing to do would be go to the website, find out what you guys need, pick up some of those supplies, bring them with you,
yep,
and enjoy a great little fundraiser.
Yep, exactly. We also have an Amazon wish list on our website, so that's an easy way to not physically ever carry any of those supplies yourself. Or you can bring a donation to the event as well.
Okay. Can you give us a little sneak peek on the raffle stuff?
Yeah,
I heard a rumor there's some cool stuff.
There's some good stuff. There's a handmade table by a local woodworker. There's a Breedlove guitar.
Wow.
A couple of overnight stays. Yeah, some really great things. An alpaca picnic.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. So all kinds of cool stuff, different experiences, local art, really cool items that are available.
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. And more information on the website on that as well, right?
Yep. Yeah. And our website is www.thinkwildco.org.
All right. And that's coming up on Sunday the 19th. And again, that's the baby shower from Think Wild. If you care about animals at all, this is a great event for you. Let's talk about what else you guys need. Obviously, you want everybody to come to this thing and raise some funds and so you can do your stuff. Do you guys need volunteers or anything like that?
Yeah, we've got kind of three main ways you can support us. You can donate, which is easy, hands off, send us cash. We'll use it wisely.
Sure.
And then we also have a huge and awesome group of volunteers, and we're always looking for volunteer support. And there are lots of different ways you can volunteer with Think Wild. You can be a hospital volunteer who helps us with medical procedures and helps feed baby birds and set up enclosures for wildlife. And that's a weekly commitment. Or you can be more of an on-call volunteer, answering the call when there's a hawk that needs to be rescued out in Lapine, or a bald eagle by the river that needs somebody to go check on him. So there's rescue and transport volunteers. And then we also do habitat planting projects. So we'll go out to mostly riparian zones along rivers and creeks and plant food for beavers to try to encourage them to repopulate different areas. So you can get involved in those habitat restoration projects as well as a volunteer.
Okay. You mentioned the hotline. Let's talk about that real quick. Who would call the hotline? What kind of things are happening that someone might pick up and call the Think Wild hotline?
Anytime you have a question or a concern about wildlife, pretty much, you can call or text our hotline. Our phone number is 541-241-8680. And we can answer super basic questions like, what kind of bird am I seeing in my yard? All the way to, hey, this animal got hit by a car and I need you to help me rescue it. So pretty much anything related to wildlife, we can either help you respond to it or direct you to the appropriate person to talk to.
Okay, let's do a little test here. I'm going to throw out a question. You're going to say yes or no on if you guys will be able to answer it. You ready? Okay.
Yep.
I call in. First question. I got raccoons living under my porch.
Yeah, you'd want to talk to our Humane Wildlife Services coordinator, and we can help prevent raccoons from entering underneath the deck and prevent them from doing that ever again.
Every spring, I got these crazy birds flying into my window and knocking themselves out.
Yeah, that's pretty common when birds can't see a window. They'll see their reflection and think that it's more nature and run right into it. So we can help by recommending and installing window treatments to help prevent bird window strikes.
Some kind of critter is eating all my flowers.
Yeah, that's probably a marmot or a rabbit or maybe a deer. And there are some humane ways that you can prevent them from doing that. Check out our website.
So you have all kinds of answers.
All kinds of answers.
Okay, good. What's the phone number again?
It is 541-241-8680.
Molly, we've ran out of time, but we want to make sure everybody goes to your event, the baby shower on Sunday the 19th. More information about everything we just talked about at the website. And can you give me the website one more time?
Yep, www.thinkwildco.org.